Well, the email is. Okay. So we spoke about Kina taking a person out of the world. We saw the Pshat from Mishnah. Okay. Remember, we're dealing with Yisurim and we're dealing with it as Shlichus. We've seen the whole thing as Shlichus and all the ramifications of that. Reishayin Aleph. Hatchusha Shlichus me'eses lanu benekuden. Tchusha Hashlichus, this feeling, this sense, this understanding that the Yisurim, the Nishonis we have is a unique Shlichus that Hashem's given us. Helps us in another way. Hayadish anu shlicha Hashem sayes lanu lekabelas hayusurim ha'ibim aleinu b'simcha. It adds another dimension, another thing that we can do besides the fact that you don't have to take on the extra burden of the yusurim sukina, because you realize this is your unique mission. It has nothing to do with anybody else. Therefore, the kina goes away, so that reduces the yusurim. But on the positive side, it enables us also to accept the Yisurim b'simcha. How? Hamim rabot, adon nitkalim b'kashim lo ma'ati. Kashim b'chinuch yelodim. We have very difficult things that we encounter as you go through life. Problems with chinuch yelodim, harim shachmana leilad lehem yelet pagur, tzichlis, or motorit vayit, you have retarded tunach mon etzlan, the asindan tunach mon etzlan. Today you have Yisurim from your parents. Today people are bringing up children and looking after parents. Today, Baruch Hashem, there's a gezeirah arichas. People are very long, and they have old parents that have to take care of. Lo pashut. So people, lots of problems. Remikrim elu anu v'adoyimim lehem chelik gadol min hanetel harikshi hia rikshi shel hayeled sheli. One of the problems we have is the sheli. My child has a problem. My wife has a problem. My parents have a problem. It's me. It's mine. My business is having problems. Once again, it's not just the actual difficulty that Hashem gave you in dealing with a child like this. Because if, for example, the next door neighbors would have a child like this, and you would volunteer to bring up the child, to foster the child, and adopt the child, and raise the child. So, first of all, you wouldn't be embarrassed. Second of all, you wouldn't be overwhelmed with pain and suffering while this happens to you. You'd be proud of the fact that you've taken a disabled child and you're raising him. It's a very proud thing to do. The Azimitsian camps, whatever, these kids that meet my dad to look after these special needs kids and whatever. They feel very proud to do it. The Lord Imad says they volunteer, they're ballistic, they fight, they use protection to get in to look after these kids. So what's going on here? Well, why when it's the next door neighbors looking after the kid, they're proud and they're so proud that this opportunity came to them. When it's my child, so then somehow it overwhelms me with guilt and embarrassment and all sorts of stories of this. When a Jew lives with correct imuna, he a lot of einum shalom. The correct thing is they're not your child. This isn't your child. Your money is not your money, and your children aren't your children. We learned that last night. The money is not yours. It's not your money. Eilu ein pigdoine shehufkodnu v'yoda al yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is somebody else's child that Hashem asked me to look after for him. Hashem came to me and said, listen, I've got this child. You need to just take care of him for me while I'm away. The truth of the matter is, this is Hashem's child. V'ilu tafkidoi v'shlichuso em legadol esbonov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your mission should you do is to look after Kodesh Baruch Hu's child and raise him and take care of him. Big v'zayim susamach shashem bochol olagadol yelit po miyuchadu baal neshama gevur. On the contrary, now he's very happy. He's honored that Hashem chose him to raise a very, very heilige neshama. It's a very high neshama. Goyim says it brought down. In suffering, who kasha be yosef. For sure, this is hard. Not saying that now the suffering goes away and it now becomes easy. Knowing this doesn't make it easy. It's hard. When a person has correct das Torah, the matzav kaze nakel yudil is moided in yisurim. It's much easier to deal with the yisurim. Sharenachnu magadli matay is bonov shel melech malchem aloch makorish boch. Because now you're raising the king of kings' job. And he asked you, he chose you specifically for the job. And for sure he's going to pay you for it. And the schar for this is massive. The reward for every moment of every difficulty, every sleepless night, every worry, every daiga, whatever, you're going to get paid fully for that. So again, the difficulty doesn't go away. But the added difficulty isn't there. The added difficulty that we make up ourselves because of all the wrong thoughts. And second of all, the feeling that I'm doing something worthwhile, that I've been chosen by Hashem to do this, lightens the burden extremely, enormously. And it's not a trick. It's just the image. That is the image. It's not my child. It's Hashem's child. That requires a lot of hard work. We tend to take our children very, very personally. Very, very personally. That's why it's often easier to get somebody else to talk to your kid than for you to talk to the kid, because there are these realities. But in realities, the law. Yaakov Naiman brings down in the Dache Musa there, he was once by his Rebbe, the Lomje Mashgiach, and he went into the room and the Mashgiach was sitting and talking to somebody, to one of the Bokrim. So he said to him, who's that child? He was like a bit taken out, like when, after you the kid, he's going to tell me the matter. So the Mashgiach said to him, I don't understand, what's your problem? If I told you he was the child of Yankov, then you would have said, oh, fine, now I know it. Now tell him he's the child of Akash Bochum, suddenly you don't know what's going on. He brings down there, if parents and rabbis would understand that every child they're dealing with is the Akash Bochum's only child, they would treat the child differently. If you had a kid in your class who was the king's son, you'd be very worried about not treating him properly because he's going to tell his dad and you're in trouble. If you understood that this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's child, you idiot, boom, clap, whatever. No, you wouldn't hit the king's child because you know that because Amin tells the father, the Rebbe gave me a patch, the next day something happened. The Rebbe is not a Rebbe anymore. We can't rewind history. We can't. And why that happened and how that happens, they come up for me a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I can rewind my history by doing tshuva. That's all I can do. Them, I don't know what's going to be with them. I can tell you horror stories that I was involved in personally about rabbis and good things that should have done. Horror stories. That's why I'd never be a rabbi. It's much too dangerous. The 25 of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's only children sitting in front of you. And you better be on your best guard because it's not so possible. Okay. As a parent, you don't have a choice. The kid landed up in your house. What are you going to do? Resign, retire, go on pension, take a sabbatical? You'd love to, but you can't. But a Rebbe? Who asked you to walk into the class? Who asked you to become a Rebbe? Go become a plumber or something. It's a lot less dangerous. Go become a place, I don't know, a chimney sweep or something.
You can't. Don't do them anymore.
They don't do that anymore. Ask them to chimney sweeps. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm saying, do something honorable. Have a Rebbe if you don't know what you're doing. Mafchid ma'od. Terrifying. Besides the spiritual damage you can do, just what you can bring upon yourself, Rahman, and it's not. Because that's because it pays so loud. Those guys should be paid $1 million a month, minimum. It's the most highest risk job there is in the world. There's no job that's more risky. There's no job that requires more training and intelligence. And it's the most important job in the world. The whole future of Tali Souls in your hands. And just take some guy who doesn't want to be koilel anymore and zap him into the class and he'll just do what his rebbe did to him. Come on. Anyway, whatever, forget about it. Another subject, another time, another place. No. All the challenges and difficulties that come from having a child like this are going to be there, for sure. For sure. That's what's called an Yisurin. That's what's called Yisurin. For sure there's going to be difficulties and worries and sleepless nights. That's what he's telling you here. The reward you're going to get for the difficulties and the worries and the diets and the problems, whatever, are going to be there. For sure. However, if a person understands the Kodesh Baruch Hu's child, and Hashem asked you to raise this child, is he Shia? So first of all, you have a lot of protection. Nachon, you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Koyach of the Shliach is gets from the Meshaleach. That's number one. Number two is to stop betochen. Stop betochen as a person knows that Kodesh Baruch Hu's going through this with him. What do you need? He'll have. So that's the avoiding betochen. That's the lifetime working betochen. Doesn't take away the problems, but it does ease the burden. When a person becomes a Baal Betochen, the Chobos and Levavos, if they ever reach that high dog of Baal Betochen, then you won't be worried and none of this will be difficult. But you have to be a Baal Betochen. To be a Baal Betochen is, I don't know how you know it. Okay? But each step you take, each little pinprick you open up in the world of Betochen, reduces the difficulty in an enormous amount. But at the end of the day, it's an Yisoyin, it's a difficulty. This is Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. This world is a world of suffering and of difficulties and of challenges. That's why we're here. No matter how much you, there's always been a big worry. I think Moshe Rabbeinu had betochen. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem upon him. He never had worries, never had problems. For sure, Moshe Rabbeinu had his problems on his level, whatever that was. David HaMelech didn't have tzav, agmas nefesh over the Aveda that you're not allowed even to call an Aveda that he did his whole life. Whatever. I'm saying for sure, because that's what this world is. This world is they are proof doors. They are tracking. That's the biggest con that we were conned into, and we bought into the con, and it's very difficult to get out of your system. We were conned into thinking that this is Olam Haba. Therefore, everything has to go my way. Everything has to be perfect, and the weather has to be perfect, and I have to do this, and if not, then and everything has to be perfect. And if I don't get my own way and the things aren't going the way I want, I fall apart. Our grandparents knew that this world was a difficult, challenging world. This was Olam Hazeh, not Olam Haba. That doesn't mean you came here to suffer. I don't want to get the wrong word. You didn't come here to suffer. You came here to overcome and deal with challenges that a Polish boy could give you. The simcha. You're not supposed to walk around here miserable. Hashem didn't send us down here to punish us. He sent us down here in order to enable us to go to Olam Haba. He put us here, Olam Chesed Yibon, as a total Chesed. But for whatever cosmic reasons we don't understand, it has to be done this way. If I would have designed the world, I would have done it very differently. I would have enabled you to go to Olam Haba without having to go through all these difficulties. But for some reason that a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that we don't understand, is this is the only way. That's the way he wants it to be, because that's the best way for me, not for him. And that's why we have to go through this. Why? How? I don't know. But we first have to know that this is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And not that this is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but this child is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's child. And this business that I'm running is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's business. And all the things I'm doing, I have an unbelievably functional partner. He's very powerful and very all-knowing and all-powerful, and he's my partner in all these endeavors. That helps. That helps. You still have to get up in the morning and deal with the difficulty of the child and the child screaming and the problems and the issues, and that's unbelievably difficult. I had a friend, he was Nifta not so long ago, who, after the Holocaust, whatever, anyway, as a child, a very young child, whatever, eventually came to America. They couldn't have children. So they adopted a child, which turned out to be autistic, but one of the highest, I'm talking, four New York cops couldn't hold her down. She was 18 years old. I mean, I met her. She was just, I've never met anybody like that. I mean, out of control, out of awe. I mean, you have no idea, whatever. That was the only child they've had. They adopted the child. And he was a person who understands it. So yet was hard. Yes, he had pain. But he understood, and he was besimcha with this. This is what Hashem ordered. I mean, there's no what they ordered. You know, they delivered the wrong thing. You can't send it back in UPS. You know, if Amazon sends you the wrong thing, you send it back. You know, it's no end of it. You got the right thing, and this is what. And he dealt with it in an unbelievable way. Unbelievable simcha. That means he was the enemy. Pain, he wasn't in trouble. Wouldn't you sue him? I told you sue. There's an interesting story about him in one of Pesach Tron's last svarim. Say for Torah, whatever, anyway. So his wife was nifter, and he was nifter soon afterwards. Anyway, so I met him in South Africa. He used to come to South Africa. He was a diamond polisher. Greatest diamond polishers in the world. He comes to South Africa to work there. The Frum Yid was a Satmachosid, and he stayed from a friend of mine. I got to know him very well. Fascinating Yid. But when I met his daughter, I couldn't believe that he'd been bringing up this child. She was in our home for a long time, but they didn't have a home for whatever. She was out of control. The time I spent with her, I'm telling you, I still shiver when I think about it. Totally off the wall. So it was hard, but he understood that this was his mission from Hashem, and Hashem asked him to do this, and it made it easier. Not easy, but easier. Okay. Minakudas hashkofa zu, anumit kadmin linakuda amuka yoisa. With what we have now, let's go a little bit deeper. If I miss my shanem, mis danenli libgosh bezugorim, ashe siklo et bonom apuet. This is a hard story to swallow, the story, and just the hashkafa around that is not so posh. So you have to hold kopya, and you have to this takes a long time to process. This is taking everything we've learned now and bringing it into a very real place, and it's not so posh to deal with it. He was called to meet a couple who child through their negligence, Rahman and Litzlan, had drowned in their swimming pool. Yeah, stories like this are not an uncommon story, unfortunately. Shem Yirach. He went into the pool where they hadn't closed the gate, and he drowned. So you can imagine the parents were eating themselves up with guilt and with negligence, and they killed their own child. They walk around with this, I killed my own child. It's bad enough, Rahman al-Islam, you lose a child and nothing to do with you. If you lose a child because of your negligence, how do you live with that? I mean, that's impossible to understand. So now he gets invited to talk to this couple. So what do you say to a couple like that? I don't go to the meeting. That's how I deal with it. I just don't go. Choshev ledat shetshuchu zu einu ele das balabati. I wouldn't have said such a thing. But first of all, he says that this feeling of guilt, the feeling that they, through their negligence, killed this child, is incorrect. Hashkofes ha-Torah biyachas lemikre zeh muvaris b'gemara b'sech t'shabbos taf lamed b'y samarada. But you have to find the Gemara that deals with this today. What does the Gemara say? Tana debay Rebbe Yishmoel. Ki yipul ha-noifel mimen. Pasuk says, ki yipul ha-noifel mimen. This guy that fell off the roof and he never built a mica for was going to fall off there. That always means that it was preordained. Maybe, but that was preordained. Shalon Nafel, the cause of Koru Nafel, is a faller. He fell already. The famous Gemara there. Yerushin's Magalgalin. Merits on someone who's meritorious and the opposite on someone who's not meritorious. What's pshat? This is one of those ishtadlis panosa stories. You have to get those parallel lines separate before you get them to touch. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you to build a mica, why? Well, because maybe someone will fall off the roof. It's dangerous. Eina kavana. The person forgot, he didn't make a mica, whatever reason. So now someone falls off his roof. It's because you didn't build a mica. No, nothing to do with your mica. Well, there's something to do with your feet, but not what you think. It's not correct. That I killed this person. That's not true. Rashi HaKadosh tells us there that this person is going to fall off a roof already. That was in his genetic makeup already from the time he was created. You never made a Micah. You never made a Micah. Okay. You're a Vatla Mitzisase. And you have to get punished for that. What's that got to do with the guy falling off the roof? Absolutely nothing. Except for the Nukudu we'll see now. But essentially, absolutely nothing. Could have been somebody else's roof. It just happened to be your roof. But it didn't have to be your roof. It's nothing to do with you. Akash Bocha also knows that a person only has so much time in this world. It's also predetermined where he will die and how he will die. Correct? But afkali they miss a ploini shall the flilimi roisha go, and it had to be dafka falling off a roof. But nice of lakach, kaira dairis mirosh, yaday shidi ploini is rashal bibinis a mica. Hashem also knows that ploini wasn't going to build a mica. Ah, so that's very simple. Vasibarish lashlut zuhu aubdish you do zechayev. The fact that he didn't build a mica makes him a. It's chayev. Kloima shemaisiv klape shemaim ani koroi. What does it mean? It's chayev. It means your actions klape shemaim aren't what they're supposed to be. So what does Hashem do? Because Magalgal is Magalgal. Where is this now? Lepischay esason hazeh. So he takes this guy that's chayev, and he takes this guy that's got to fall off the roof, and he puts him on this guy's roof. He didn't build a mica. Had he built a mica, could have got his ball, could have still thrown him off that roof. Makes no difference. Because Hashem would have found another roof to throw him off who had someone else had not built a mica. And if everybody built micas, then Hashem will have to deal with it. It's not my problem. But Hashem knew before, this guy's got a fool, yeah? This guy's not there. Megalgal chayev al yaday chayev. It brings the ason to the person who didn't build a mica. It looks like he caused death. He did it. Now, what does he do? He's got to do tshuva. What for? To not even build a mica. He's got to put up a mica. He's got to do tshuva, proper tshuva. The emes umetaken es asher ibo, and he's got to masaken everything he didn't do. Now it's got nothing to do with it. When you play back the movie, you don't see this guy falling off his roof because it has nothing to do with him. Or sure the event whatsoever. Nothing to do with him. Bichlal. This guy had to die. And had you built a mica, you wouldn't have even known about the event. But you didn't build a mica. You didn't build a mica. That's why you go, no, that's not. This Hashem was Magalgal, the Chayev, to you, the Chiyuv to you, because you happen to have been Yisrael. Okay. Think about that long and hard before you start talking and asking 53,000 questions. This is Emes Lamita. That's shutting the Gemara. Now you have to think long and hard and try and see how you live with it. Not so posh. The whole list of kashas, if you want to compare notes. We'll come back to this. Inazber es advarim beyeta biu. Let's explain this a little bit better. The kol neshama yesh tafkid miyuchad shavuru hu nishlachet lo'olam hazeh. Each neshama has a unique mission for which he was sent down to this world. Yeah, you got your little brown envelope. Remember the little self-destructing tape recorder. Beyetem letafkid zeh, nitna za, litna mispav shanot chayim, kvutzot bo'olam hazeh. To fulfill this mission, a person was given a certain amount of time. Yeah. And when you run out of time, they say, come in number three, your time is up. You know, little, and if you had the little rowboats, you know, you used to hire a rowboat, you used to go out, they've got them here in Tel Aviv, you get the little motorboats, whatever, you got them. And the guy says, come in number three, your time's up. Same year, a certain amount of time to row your boat. And then Hashem says, come in, your time's up. That's it. He's Hunden Zwanzig. Ein ish ba'olam asugel ha'arich es yameya. Person can't lengthen his days. Rakeira doiris mirosh yodei b'yug ma'u tafkiru shol nesham azu. Only Hashem knows exactly what this Jew is supposed to be doing. Madu nishlach ala ilam ama alem letakim. Only Hashem knows what he's doing down here, what he has to fix, when, how. That's all Hashem's got the blueprint. Ve'etem lakach ha'kol tzipa mirosh. Everything's known from before. Ve'ezi yom ve'ezi shahu yistalik meloyim. What time and what day he's going to leave. The Gamba is a oif mum tamus. How he's going to die. Him ti zu misa tivi, so chasmel misa mishuna. There you go through the whole of Sanat Pokov. who by fire, who by water, who by pestilence.
Yeah, pestilence.
What's that? Yeah, who by pestilence? No, the article pestilence. Whoever uses that word, pestilence. That's what I'm saying. You have to look at the Hebrew to understand the English. Yeah? Yeah. Phylacteries. Yeah. What happened to tefillin? Penitential prayers. Nobody knows. You have to translate. Yeah, yeah, I told you my Canada story about it to translate. Anyway, so that's fine. But doing this now is fun. So that's all worked out before. Avayim Thomas Bechenek. Betfir. Betsreifa Chasvichili. It's going to be one of the other missions. Whatever. Azorah Satoir Lassias Maike Mashmusahi. There's a mitzvah. There's an Azorah person has to build a mic. Kadesh Yudir Lohev Chayv. Why do you have to build a mic? Not that someone won't fall off your roof. You have to be mindful so that you won't be considered chayav and open yourself up to possibilities. You have to build a mica, not so that someone fall off your roof. If someone wants to throw someone off your roof, you can build a mica to the shamayim and the gal fall off your roof. You have to build a mica so that you're not a chayav. Because when you're a chayav, you open yourself up to all sorts of problems. Gilgulim. Hashem rolls things to your door. So you have to make sure you lock the gate to the swimming pool. Let someone won't go in there and drown. If someone's going to drown, they're going to drown. You can put electrified fence around that pool. Laws there. Just make sure you're not a chayav. That's all. You know the famous, I've told this many times. The miller, somebody came to him, my father came to him. He'd given his child was in the baby seat, and he put some hot soup next to the child. And he went to get the screen. He came back and the child pulled the hot soup over him and burned himself terribly. Everybody saw him in hospital, whatever, burns on and on. So he came to him and they asked him, to what a beira that he done that such a tragedy had happened to him. You know what he told him? You left hot soup next to an unguarded child. Well, you got to look for other avairas. Well, there's a bigger avaira than leaving a child next to hot soup. Now, what happened to this child was going to happen. But why did it happen to him? Because you're a chayav. Why did you leave a child alone the hot soup next to him? A very different approach to reality. You have to be careful. You have to be careful. If you don't do things, and then you become a chayav. Dvarim eli dibatim zuga hayrim shebonam tova bricha. This is what he's busy telling the zug who didn't close the gate to the swimming pool in the child girl. Ben chama yitzarich lamut b'yom ployni b'sha ployni z'vedakta b'tfir. This child, when he was created, came with a book of instructions. And he, in there, was written when he was going to die, how he's going to die, what day, what time, I call up. Kaira Dairis Mirai, Shakorish Bohu, knows everything. Gam Yoide, Shatem Tier, Shlanut, Bashmira Sabricha. Hashem also knew that you weren't going to lock the gate, you were going to be negligent in locking the pool. Umishum Kahu, Galgal Yadchem, Esachoiva Azu. If he brought this to your gate. You did tshuva for having left the gate open. Don't think for 1 second you had anything to do with the child dying because you did it. It means before you did tshuva, once you've done tshuva, nothing to do with you. Nothing. That's the story. Excellent question. I'm not sure. If this person will never ever do tshuva for what he did, will in some way the death be attributed to him or not? I don't know. I don't know. I can say no. There's nothing to do with them. It's if they have to do tshuva for not having built the mica. Or no. If they don't do tshuva, somehow there is some responsibility. I don't know. Bothered me for a long time. But do tshuva, that answers the question. No, yeah, what you asked. It's bothered me that I'm not sure.
Hashem arranges for everyone to enter into Gan Eden, and therefore, there's no situation where a person isn't going to come.
I said Hashem wants everyone to go to Gan Eden. People can choose to opt out. You can marry out and not do tshuva. You have to do tshuva. We don't have, the vort is a Kodesh Baruch Hu will make sure that everybody in the end does tshuva. It says, if we don't do tshuva, Hashem will bring upon us a melech, kasha kahaman, who will make us do tshuva. So yeah. Maybe there's the pshat there. But that doesn't mean that if the person wants to opt out, he can opt out. If he refuses to take the messages and the person marries out, it's not so posh what's going to be with him. I don't know. Good question. That's what he's asking. Good. I don't know. We spoke about that at length. Reb Simcha Wasserman said they were in to say goodbye to the Chofetz Chaim, his last meeting with the Chofetz Chaim. As he walked out, the Chofetz Chaim called him back and he said, you must know one thing. When Moshiach comes, he's not leaving behind any Jews. That's lo yedo. However, there's a whole Rambam about people who don't have a chaylik in Olam Haba. Reform rabbis are not going to Olam Haba because they also don't have a chaylik in Olam Haba and they also can't do tshuva. Then some say, okay, yeah, so they have to deal with it. Well, the Rambam brings down a list of people who ain't got a chaylik in Olam Haba, and then he brings down a list of people who can't do tshuva. The only person that's in both lists is a Machti Sarab. So he's got a bit of a problem. Even then, I believe it's possible to do. We saw that when Rabbi Loza ben Pedas. Rabbi Loza ben Pedas. He had another problem. Rabbi Loza ben Dadoi was told from Shamayim that he can't do tshuva. There's no such thing as never being able to do tshuva. No such thing. Machtia Sarabim, I don't know how he would do tshuva. That's the problem. Yeah, okay, whatever. Cheshbonus, but ultimately that's the famous Gemara there, Rav Loza ben Pedas in Tainus about yeah. There's no such thing as a person can't do tshuva. Okay, there might be a few rare exceptions. That's what's his name is Menashe ben Chizkiyahu. Even after he did tshuva, there's ultimately the Gemara where it's a chelik in the Lama Baal. Those are exceptions. That's not you and me. No one yeah has that problem. Okay, just do tshuva and move on. Tshuva is very easy to do. It's an awful kind of question. Tshuva is not so hard to do. It's not so difficult.
You see in that parsha there are certain varieties, not all of them, where the punishment is karis, but ole hariri, where we see that a parent's oinish can actually lead the children dying.
I have to understand nachina, what that means. The pshat there, that some say is that only if the child continues in the father's evil ways, then it's possible, whatever. How can you punish the children for the parents' sin? Punish me because of you, but my kesha, my bechira is intact. Do you understand what that means? Huh? So there of destiny is done, it's only if you're still walking in the ways of your father, if you've done children, you're not walking in the ways, whatever. You're not punished for those sins. Send these things, one, yeah, one, that's good.
One mice with an Arab bow is enough, even in the United States, it's enough to already be high of the owner. How is it?
I don't know. So that'll be the kapara there, whatever. Why should his child suffer because of what he did? Well, why is it this? Why is the child being put? That's stomach kasha. How does it? Yeah, but wow, where's
saying, as opposed to here, we're seeing them kind
the other kasha, how's it possible? It's not fair, not just not fair because of a Western, not fair. I'm saying it's not fair. I have my Bechira, and I get punished for my Bechira. How do I get punished for your Bechira? Because that's
but also here, he's saying that the person's Nisim is supposed to be Misha. But it can't be that the bechira of the father is going to affect where the Torah says itself that your children will be nifter because of your sins.
But that's also worked out before. We don't understand. Okay, now you get into play. We can't understand. Hashem doesn't have pre, past, future, present. Hashem sees everything at once. So he sees the father here whose children need to die as a result of his affair. He sees the child here that needs to. It works. I don't know. That's. I don't have enough processing capacity for that. I don't know how to do that.
No, but when
I'm talking about the philosophy
person,
of it.
And I don't know if Tara was saying that person was meant to be nifter from already before, but yeah, but okay, but now I'm being held responsible. I'm definitely responsible for something. You can't say that, oh, only because you didn't, your tube is up in the mice you did. But if that would be the case, then my mice also was going to punish that has Mefurish in the Torah is what it's supposed to do. Here we're saying the person didn't do the Ma'akev. You didn't cause the person's death. We're supposed to my own children. I did. The Torah tells me that I did.
Nachon, that's the kasha.
But that's not the same here.
I didn't say it's the same here.
Fine.
That you've got a kasha.
Okay.
You're saying your kasha again. I know. I'm right on the kasha. I'll just make the kasha a bit bigger. Yeah, there's two separate events that have nothing to do with each other. Hashem just brings these two parallel lines to touch a certain place because that's what he needs. By you, it's one event. Oh no,
okay.
Love him. Oh no, kasha. Okay, so it's very hard to understand. Chorus is not a problem. Chorus is not a problem because that's me. Nothing to do with anyone else. And Kodesh is not such a big problem either, because it's only the Nefesh. The Nefesh HaChaim says the Ruach comes and brings the Nefesh back again. V'nichrus ha-Nefesh mi-amayet. The Ruach and the Neshama are untouched by that event. Then the Nefesh HaChaim talks in Chaylek Allah Inshallah, he talks about how the Ruach, with the Koyach it gets from the Neshama, is able to, after the Tshuva, reconnect the Nefesh back to the system. So the Kodesh, the Lord.
No, the Ruach
HaRiri. But it really isn't.